This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado Springs police say the suspect in last week's shooting at the University of Colorado, Colorado Springs, was roommates with one of the victims. Two people were killed in the shooting, which triggered a lockdown at a student housing complex on campus. Police arrested the suspect on two counts of first-degree murder yesterday. A proposed constitutional amendment would allow judges to hold first-degree murder suspects without bond. Colorado's constitution says only people arrested for, quote, capital crimes can be held without bail. And when the state did away with the death penalty a few years ago, that stopped applying to murder charges. State lawmakers want to ask voters to revise the law to allow judges to refuse bail in these cases if the evidence is strong enough. Denver has new federal support to help people experiencing homelessness get permanent housing. It's one of seven U.S. cities that now has a high-ranking federal employee embedded to help clear red tape for things like vouchers to subsidize rent. Denver housing official Jamie Reif.
We did this during COVID. It was super helpful. It is one of the tools to really be able to move quickly and getting people into housing.
Denver is trying to permanently house more than 1,000 people it put in interim housing last year. Colorado lawmakers want to redefine what counts as a small business when it comes to health insurance. Currently, employers with up to 100 workers are eligible for small group health benefit plans. A Democratic proposal at the legislature would reduce that to companies with no more than 50 employees. The bill gets its first hearing on Wednesday. This is CPR News. It's 4:06.